Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Survey. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So I'm calling because we're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitude and your opinions. Your name was actually chosen at random, as of individual answers are entirely confidential. Can you help us with this?
What is the survey for?
It's actually more about like women empowerment in society. That's what it comes down to, and so forth. And that does actually have some type of political questions as well, too. So I'm not gonna lie about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Okay. Cool. What year were you born?
2000.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, like many people, or are you just not registered?
Okay. I'm registered.
Okay, wonderful. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or other Hispanic?
Mexican.
Okay. So what is your race? So you're Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, your own future? Positive or negative?
Absolutely positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
the future? How about the future of the planet?
Oh, no, that's negative.
I'm sorry. How do you feel like the future about the planet? Is it positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. How about the future of the country?
Negative.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to change on issues on the scale important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning not at all, no power at all. 10 meaning a lot of power.
I think 0, no power at all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following issues, which three are the most important to you? Healthcare, mental health, education, national security, gun violence, abortion access, economy, cost of living, crime, racism, discrimination, student loans, climate change, immigration.
Abortion access, national security, and climate change.
Climate change, okay. And thinking about this chapter in your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? Hobbies and free time activity, economic security, finance independence, relationships, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, work-life balance, your education, contributing to a positive change in your community, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career or other?
Finances, working, and family.
Okay, so work-life balance, family will fall under relationships?
Yeah.
And what was the other one you said? Financing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so economic security, finance, independence. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Being a woman, being American, being young, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being a member of racial or ethnic group, your sexual orientation, your personality, your spiritual religious belief, your profession, your hobbies or interests?
Being young, being a woman, and my interests.
Okay.
Oh, and my spirituality.
Your spiritual wishes belief. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, pride, exhaustion, happiness, hope, dread?
Disappointment and exhaustion.
Okay. And which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions to the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. C says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'm going to go with statement B.
B? Okay.
Yeah.
What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government political system not to work effectively? You can choose up to three. Corporate money has too many influence, division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, systematic racism, too many old white men in power. Politicians are out of touch with their daily life. Most people, power-hungry politicians seeking control, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
The last statement, not a lot of people involved to make our voice heard.
Okay. What else?
Too many old men in power. I don't think it has anything to do with race. I just think too many old men are in power.
Okay. Is there another one you'd like to add on here, or would that be it?
That'll be all.
Okay. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, a little, or not at all? Congress.
A lot.
A lot? Okay. How about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, and coalitions?
A little.
Okay. Your city government?
A lot.
Ballot initiatives are proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
A lot.
Your state government?
A lot.
President Joe Biden?
A lot.
The Supreme Court?
A lot.
Okay. And now you hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. So basically, you'll be very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all. Those are your options. So it says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them services.
You're saying, is that motivating to me?
Yeah, like how basically what I'm asking is for each of these, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. So is that like
that
something motivating?
Yeah, not it makes me want to help. Same. Mm-hmm. It's motivating.
Okay, so it makes you, so it's very motivating then. Okay.
Yeah.
How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers? Somewhat.
Motivating.
Very.
Somewhat.
Okay. How about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade?
Unmotivating.
Somewhat or not at all?
It's very unmotivating.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in the admissions?
That's motivating.
Very motivating. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make you change you to want to see in the U.S.? Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not at all. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Very effective.
Okay. Attending a protest.
Not effective.
Okay. Not very or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Voting in elections.
Effective.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or in social media?
Not effective at all.
Okay. Signing a petition?
Not effective.
Okay. Boycotting a company?
Somewhat effective.
Okay. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Somewhat effective.
Okay.
No.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers you might that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following barriers people have reported to keep them from voting, which describes why you may not have voted in the previous election. You could choose up to three. I'm gonna just say them all. There was intimidating presence at the polling place. You didn't know about the candidates. You didn't have time to vote. Inconvenience, you know, long lines, distant polls, drop-off poll locations. Your mail in ballot didn't arrive on time. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. The candidates didn't represent your value. You didn't think your vote would count properly. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
I didn't know who the candidates were. I didn't have time. And yeah.
Okay. So just those two?
Uh-huh.
Okay. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you more engaged or less engaged in the political system in the United States. Young voters turned out to be a huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Hispanic, Black, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Now, millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half the eligible voters by 2024, given young voters' decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does that engage you a lot more, a little more, or engage you a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. So the federal government recently passed a clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. A lot more, little more. Okay.
A lot more.
All right. So in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting the access for people in the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom of to what are making our decisions for our bodies. Would you engage a lot more or a little more?
A lot more.
A lot more.
A lot more.
Okay. And right now, most of us are struggling with the rising prices and low wages while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules, paying politicians for policies that increase the bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable to pay their own fair share.
That,
a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less engaged?
A lot more.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have to put my daughter to sleep soon for school. How many more questions?
We got like four more, and these are like real quick. Okay. So just what are the media sources you check out the most? What are the media sources you check most for new content? You may choose to Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, national TV news station, international news outlet, podcast, TikTok, local news.
Instagram, news. Twitter, and TikTok.
Okay. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Okay. And let me see. Okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, what topics do you seek out most? Shows, movies, science, technology, humor, memes, hobbies, tips and hacks, government, politics, health, beauty, self-care, sports, business, finance, news, current events, music?
Humor, memes, and beauty.
Okay. And what's the highest level of you completed or the highest degree you completed received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, some college but no degree, associate, bachelor, master, professional?
High school doctorate. Diploma.
Okay. You consider yourself hetero, straight, lesbian, or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Hetero, straight.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, live with partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18? You said yes, right? You have a baby girl.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, we're almost done here. I'll make this fast. So just yes or no questions. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent? Hello? Hello?
I'm an independent.
Oh, independent? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you lean more towards Republican Party or Democrat Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Describe your employment status. Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker,
full-time.
Stay-at-home parent. Full-time?
Full-time.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 grand elections for president? Were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else, not eligible?
I was unable to vote.
Okay. Okay. Last year in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 24,000, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64?
Less than 25.
Okay. Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your time, and I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Likewise. Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.